7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
I'm good. Let's do this. Okay, let's go. Rock and roll radio. This is Tobe. I mean, you are the current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee, and my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I woke up with a stiff back and a stiff knee, and my joints were all stiff, and so I thought, I better go walk it off. I gotta go get me some exercise. Yeah, so I'm out walking around, but it's too hot outside, so it's gonna be too hot for the next 3 days. So I gotta walk around indoors. And so where am I walking around indoors? That's right, the Goth Pachinko Parlor. You might be wondering, Tobe, what makes it goth? Well, you know, they got a lot of games like The Dark Lord and Dark Dante's Inferno and Black Mass. And they have my favorite pachinko machine ever, Bela Lugosi's Dead. And they also have this weird Neon Genesis Corrosion game that is kind of fun to play. But, I mean, what else did you expect in a goth pachinko parlor? I mean, come on. So I'm sitting here walking around with my tea. And the tea is good. Need lots of tea. Oh, it's so delicious. And, yeah. I think I'm starting to loosen up. I'm starting to loosen up. I'm starting to feel a little bit better. I slept fairly well, all things considered. I went to bed a little late, but once I did fall asleep, I slept hard, like a rock. And I think that's why I'm all stiff and my joints are a little weird. But yeah, like I said, loosening up. My weird foot thing isn't being all that weird. Unless I, you know, intentionally do weird stuff to make it hurt. Like this. If I hold my leg out, I point my toe, I can feel that thing happening. That can't be good. And I just know this is another one of those nerves being ground in between some bone joint thing, kind of like my back problem last year. So does this mean I'm gonna have to go do more surgery stuff? Gosh, I hope so. Oh, that would be fun, wouldn't it? Yeah, this time I'm gonna try to do remote broadcasting from the hospital. I mean, we missed out on a lot of great material when I had my back surgery, because, boy, I was in top form as they were cutting me up. No, but seriously, did I ever mention that I woke up on the slab? Not during that surgery, but during a previous surgery a number of years ago. It was great. I was sliced open on the table. And I started seeing light, and it was all very blurry, and I was like, oh, yeah, huh, what, damn, I'm really messed up. That was my first thought. Damn, I'm really high, because I was anesthetized, coming out of the anesthesia. And then I realized, oh, my God, I'm still on the table. I'm still in surgery, and as I'm having this thought, I hear somebody say he's waking up. And then there's a voice very, very close to me. Somebody's talking in my ear, but it sounds like, you know, my inner voice of God or whatever, right? And I just hear, Tobe, take a deep breath. Deep breath. And so I like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. And I went back to La La Land very rapidly. So anyway, good tea. As I was saying, it's going to be hot for the next few days. Oh my God, it's going to be in the mid to high 30s. Oh God. So yeah, for my American listeners, that means like 95 to 100 degrees. Oh, that's not good. So unfortunately, we're going to have to stay indoors for the next few days. They're telling me that it's going to rain in 3 days. And it's going to go back to being cool. So yeah, maybe we can go out and play in the rain, do rain stuff, look for dudes, and do whatever. We'll find out. Look for owls, look for golf balls, do all kinds of stuff. All the kind of stuff that we do around here. So, what are we going to do here today then, Tobe? Well, once I get done walking around here in the goth pachinko parlor, I think we'll go back to the studio at Action Base 5 and work on this little idea that I had last night. How are we gonna do that? Last night, just as I was starting to fall asleep, I had this great idea. I don't know how it came to me. I wasn't really thinking about it, but a whole bunch of things just sort of fell together in my head at once and then popped out as an idea. And as I said, I was laying here and I was just about to falling asleep and I thought, oh, this is a great idea. I should get up and write this down so I don't forget it. Because I have a tendency to have great ideas at 2:59 a.m. and then I don't remember them at noon the next day. And I decided, no, if I get up and write this down, I'm not going to fall asleep for at least another half an hour, maybe an hour. I don't want to be up until 4 a.m., blah, 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 and I fell asleep. Luckily, I did remember this great idea. Tobe, what's this great idea? Well, this is an idea that may be a solution to some problems I've been having my entire life, which is, how do you synth tabla? As the committee is well aware, I'm a big fan of classical Hindustani and Carnatic musics. I love tabla as drums, but I've never been able to use tabla because, one, I don't have any tabla. Two, I don't have a tabla player. Three, I don't have a tabla drum machine. And I don't have any drum machines that have tabla in them and blah, blah, blah. So I've always been sort of thinking about, how do you synth tabla? Well, you know, it's a thing, and you could do it from the ground up, but the big question is, how do I do it? How am I going to do it? How could I possibly ever do this? And I wasn't even thinking about this classic Tobe conundrum last night. This apparently was just cooking on a back burner somewhere in the brain kitchen, and the solution just popped out. And it has to do with the resonator on my modal synth. Not sure how this occurred to me, but basically the thought goes like this. I don't necessarily need to synthesize tabla from the ground up. I could just take, say, a bongo sound. Think of bongo drums versus tabla. They're basically the same thing. It's a pair of drums, one's low, one's high, but it's a very differently distinct sound. Bongo drums are wooden. Tabla are ceramic and metal, so there's different resonance. They sound different, right? And tablas really ring. This is partially because of their body, then it's the resonance, and na 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 na. And so it occurred to me, what if I just take like a bongo sound, or some kind of flat, non-resonant sort of dull drum sound with a small head, and run that into the resonator of my modal synth. Just the resonator. And then we just crank everything up really high so we add all those resonant harmonics and we should start getting that sound, that ring of tabla or something very similar to it. I'm not saying this is going to sound exactly like tabla. I'm just thinking that it's going to sound enough like tabla that I can do, you know, dumb stuff with it. You know, play my fruitcake tin sitar type of thing. And I don't know, maybe we don't need to keep talking about it. Maybe we need to do it. But that means we need to get back to the studio, so we got to leave the goth pachinko parlor here. And so, where the hell's the exit? Look for the... Okay, wait, is that it over there?
Cool beans.
Ich heiße Mike und bin ein scharfer Rückgratzerstampfer. Wollen wir beide Freunde sein?
Negativ!
Oh, Verstanti, baby. All right, we got some stuff plugged in. All right, we have returned. We are back at Action Base 5. And I'm sitting here in the synth zone, making sure everything is turned on. Is this on? Yep. That's on. That means the resonator's cooking. Makes a bunch of weird sounds, and we got some drum sounds to work with for now. Now the big question becomes, how do we get the drum sounds into the thingy, the resonator? Well, first of all, this is plugged in, so we gotta unplug that. And so, great. Now we gotta get drum signal. We got to get drum signal. Okay, here's an idea. What if we just take... How well is this going to work? Let's take an auxiliary out. We will take... how are we going to get it back? Oh, we don't need to get it back because it's coming back through the resonator channel. Okay, cool. So we'll use an auxiliary send. Auxiliary number 2. What the hell? And then we'll plug the end of this cable into the place that we just took out the cable. All right. Now, we should have a loop here. So what do we need to do? Okay, let's get some drums going. Hello. We need to do this. Okay, now we start turning the knob. Auxiliary, what channel I'm on? I'm on 10. We need to crank up number 2. And it's cranked up all the way. I don't hear anything. I put it into number 2, right?
Yeah, we're on the right channel. And aux send 2. Crank it all the way up. And my, is this a return? This is a return. I don't hear anything. Tobe's brilliant idea fails to qualify. Okay, okay. That's cool. There's more than one way to do this. What if we now take out this and we plug in this instead? And we do this. Not what I was trying to do. Ooh, why does this not work at all? Why am I failing? Okay, hold on a second. Let's stop this. And are we sure we got everything plugged into the right place? Because, come on, this is Tobe. We're gonna do this and do this. Oh, and now I don't hear anything. I went back to normal and now it doesn't work at all. Is this on? It's on. The bit collider is going in and now nothing's happening. Whereas it used to go goodly goodly goodle. Okay. So what is happening here? Or more accurately, what is not happening here? Well, I kind of know what's not happening. What's not happening is what I want. Why do we not? This was working 2 seconds ago. What is the problem? The channel is up because I can press the button. And we can hear the modal synthesizer go from the exciter to the resonator. So we're hearing the resonator resonating. Why is the thing not fitumpeting? Well, isn't this interesting? Oh, yeah, here we go. It's not because something's not... It's not because I plugged something in wrong. It's because I plugged something into the wrong place. Right, so let's try this again. Let's go back to using the auxiliary send method. Let's put that into auxiliary number 2. Right? Yeah, okay, it says 2 on it. Now, we're going to put this into the correct place. And we're going to... Why does that sound so bad? What the hell's happening now? What is that sound? Okay, we got Doke Docs. Crank up the aux channel. It's all the way over. Where's my return? The return is... Why does this not work? And why did that just fade out? Okay, we've got some crappy connections, that's all. Why is this brilliant idea not working? Let's use the other auxiliary. Send. Okay, there it is. We got a wonky channel. And I don't even... Okay, yeah. We're about 50% here on the aux send. Let's give it some more. Yeah, well... Not exactly tabla-like. Thank you. getting somewhere, but this is ringing way too much, isn't it? Yes, it is. How do we tweak this bad boy? But first of all, let's... what I'm trying to do now here is we need to change this to this. Okay, now we're good. Okay, so we've got this rolling. Can we tweak it? Subtle. What happens if we put some massive LFO on the, what am I messing with? Let's do this, the positioning. We got to get out the long cable and we got to plug in some LFO. Okay, now we're getting the variation on that ringing. But it is so unnatural sounding. Ugh. Add some frequency modulation. Now it just sounds like, I don't know, playing tablas through a phone. The problem is that the pitch of the drums is at a lower level than the pitch of the resonance. How do we fix that? We do this. Damping as well, or if not randomness, damn it, now I got all these tangled up cables and I can't hold the microphone and do all this stuff at the same time. All right, I'm gonna LFO the damping of the resonator. Here we go. Typical tobe fashion. This doesn't sound like tabla at all, but it is starting to at least sound interesting. What are we doing here? And that's just LFO on there. If we were to, let's say, what if we take this out? Put this in here. Is this the right thing? Thank you. rhythm modulation. It's not enough though, and I don't want to tweak it right now. Okay, remember that for the future. That's how we add the cool stuff. In the meantime, we'll go with this. Although, that's a little much. You know, if we're going to use the LFO, we're going to have to attenuate it, which I'm not going to do right now. Just be aware that I have that capability. And I'm going to think about this. I am going to give this more thought, because it's almost kind of there. Is the problem the drum sound itself? Do we need to find different drum sounds? That's odd. Holy crap. Let's rock. Now we're cooking with gas. Now you know what this sounds like to me? Now we just have, like, Casio tabla. What are we doing? What the hell is happening here? I have no idea. Oh, it's the madness of our little Tubster. He's gone crazy. Okay, now what the hell are we doing? Now we're just being nuts. Who decided to get all crazy? God, I'm running out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Tabla Resonance Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, and it's the end of the line for me. It's the end of the line.
This
yes!
is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
I don't know what this is. I kind of like this though.